Abbaram, do you have one question?
Oh, thank you.
Very good.
Sherry.
You want to take Harinam?
You want to take Harinam initiation? Should I go to ask him?
Then I will go to your village.
Your village?
Okay. When it comes to Shashikala and Raghunatha, then also no, he's going to.
Okay. Your father is?
Radhanath.
I'll ask one question that everyone else gets a chance to ask questions. Just one only. Yeah. The distribution of mercy. What's the position of someone who stays in the background, who has no guru-disciple relationship, because he's afraid to cross the guru, but he does save in the background, versus the position of someone who is like always in front, always asking questions, always with the guru?
Prabhu is asking question. So many devotees are coming to you. Some are little bit in the background. They don't come forward. Others are coming forward, asking so many questions. Anyone who remains at distance, is there any difference between him and who is coming forward and ask so many questions?
Do you think that all qualification is same in this world or in devotees? Then what is the question? According to their qualification, some are coming, some are distant, some are more distant, some are...
They are serving from distance, little bit shy to come in forward. So what is the relation then? They are serving little from difference, they are little bit shy to come in.
Gradually they will come nearer to me. Can you come and serve me like him?
Not right now.
What?
No.
Why?
Not right now.
Not right now, maybe in the future, right? If you practice.
So you should think like that. If they have faith, then one day they come nearer to me.
আমি বলতে চাই বলে আমি সব দূরেই থাকি আমি প্রশ্ন জিজ্ঞেস করলে আমাকে জিজ্ঞেস করতে দেয় না অন্যরা সব জিজ্ঞেস করে আমাকে সব দূরেই রেখে দেয়
বাট হি ইজ আস্কিং কোয়েশ্চেন আর ইউ সার্ভিং লাইক দেম দোজ হু আর নিয়ারার Then why you hope like that? First, do like that, your whole energy gradually should come, and then it will be automatically. Those who will not give their energy to me, how they can? As much as energy will come to me, oh, inspiration and mirror will come.
Forgiven, Maharaj.
As much you will serve, then positionings will come, minus will come, then automatic will come closer and closer.
If a man is in a house, in a room, but he wants to see sun, and he wants that sun rays come to me, how it will come if he will not come out of room?
Understand? If someone close his door and window or come out from the his own room, the sun will give him sunshine or not. And have to come out, so to get mercy, have to come closer. Do they like sun? You have to come with sun rays, have to come close to sun.
She's yoga teacher.
Other day they brought sabji for Guru, broccoli and broccolini. I couldn't
bring
figure out how
your
to broccolini.
Students to me.
Yesterday Mark came.
Oh, yes. He was asking.
Shalal Hakim can teach yog. Shalal Hakim can teach yog.
Bhakti yog.
Yeah.
Bhakti yogs. Yeah.
God.
In the West, the Western devotees have, we have much trouble trying to give up sex desire. How can we become successful in doing that so we can give full energy to your service?
বলছে পাশ্চাত্য দেশে আমরা আমাদের কাম ভাবে ছাড়তে পারছি না। পাশ্চাত্য দেশের লোকে এটা সবচেয়ে প্রবলেম, তারা বড় কি ছোট কি কাম ভাব ছাড়তে পারছে না। হ্যাঁ, মানে মেয়ে ছাড়া থাকতে পারে না, তাহলে কীভাবে মানে সাকসেস হবে কীভাবে?
They should be with family and two bhajan. If with only one family, oh, it has been called life brahmachari. But here they are looking, they are not grihastha. Divorcing and again
testing new machine.
Once what have been done,
but if one desires to go further, if one desires to not stay in grihastha life always, then how does one give up that desire?
কারো যদি গৃহস্থ আশ্রম সবসময় থাকার ইচ্ছা নাই, আরো আগে বাড়তে যায় কিভাবে বাড়বে? সে
ছেড়ে দিবে তৎক্ষণাৎ,
বলে দিন. Have to give up
immediately. At once they should give up. They should not delay.
What about if one for some reason is not married but still have a strong desire for the other sex? How can you
adjust?
How can I adjust? They should try to stop it, and if not, then he will do. Anyone cannot stop Krishna. Also, Guru, anyone cannot stop. If you want to go to hell, what can I do?
Srila Gurudev, now sending some information for our programs in Turkey, one email came and saying that peace is only in Islam.
Peace.
So what to say to this?
Frozen.
They say peace in Islam.
I do think you know so many things. Don't bother me.
Fresh peace or frozen peace?
Fresh peace, frozen peace, which peace?
But in Islam, in Quran, it says that nobody can go between Allah and the servant. Like in Krishna consciousness, nobody can go between Krishna and the servant. So
why Chand Kaji and why Haridas Thakur came giving up Islam. They eat meat, Muslim?
Yes. They kill.
Of course they do.
Yes.
So how will they know?
This is not Islam. All Indian kings, they used to fight and cut his father, mother, his sister for kingdom.
Islam king.
This is Islam. Still, Muslim country. They fight with each other, and all terrorists are Muslims.
But in Islam, it says there can be no force. You cannot force people in religion. That's the rule in written in Quran. But people are not following them. They are creating.
So you should, what you want to do, you should try.
You want to be Muslim.
She was Muslim.
Yes, I know.
But I can argue with them.
But they are forcing in Malaysia.
I fear that they should not make you Muslim again.
No, I don't. I am.
Gurudev, in Turkey they give you car and house if you become Muslim.
Oh. Then I should go there.
I want to help one there. Temple. I want to help the people to understand a higher perception of life, of spirituality.
You should try.
In Malaysia, they have to cover their face. They don't want what they're forcing them. They're forcing for religion.
There is no recourse in religion.
They came to India and they did so many
so
things.
So much force. Yeah.
Not in
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any transcendental question that anyone cannot solve. In our ancient times, so many Muslims, they used to come to fight with Krishna, Javan, Kal Javan.
When I go around, they're asking, now there's so many thousands of devotees you have, how they can come closer to you?
They should think. I answered just
how you came close to you? They have to come. You already answered. Uttam Purastat.
They should give their money, their energy, their everything, as much as they will give, that they will come nearer. Guru Shushrushya, Prahlad Maharaj has told, Sarva labhar pranayinacha. Oh, what is mine? It is Gurudev. In this way. Not only thinking, but actually doing something.
Gurudev, we've been hearing for so many years.
Oh, what became yesterday? That
he didn't.
Future president came here?
He came.
Yes.
He came downstairs for an hour and a half.
but they didn't have any opening in their appointment schedule. And after you spoke, I didn't pursue it after that.
But he came and he was successful.
He was collecting $3,000 a visitor. Everyone who came, they paid $3,000 for it to come.
Oh, you went there?
I just saw from distance. I didn't go.
You could not go?
They have to pay $3,000 dite hobe.
And everybody has to dress with coat and
coat
tie.
Coat and tie. Just to shake hands costs $3,000.
Then you should enter.
Then you can enter and he can say, hi, how are you?
So anyone came?
Obama.
Yeah, there was a lot of people. $3,000 darshan.
A lot of people were.
Senator. Yes.
Darshan, $3,000 darshan. Take darshan, give pranami
$3,000
only.
$3,000.
And no transcendental knowledge.
What question?
Yeah, Gurudev. We've been hearing for so many years, instructions how to be strong and spiritual. And how to abandon material desires, especially Upadesamhita, who is the basis. But still, we just don't understand and we just don't apply it in our life. That is lack of sincerity or is lack of samskara, sukriti? What is the reason, although we understand theoretically, why we don't apply it in our life?
What tell him?
Prabhu's telling that we are always hearing from Gurudev and Vaishnavas how to be strong in our spiritual life, how to practice sincerely, overcome all obstacles. We're hearing. Why is it that we cannot apply it in practice? In theory, we are understanding.
It is a lack of sukriti or lack of sincerity?
Both.
Both.
Then how do we increase our sincerity and our sukriti? So we can follow.
Give. As much as you will give your energy, in the same proportion.
Sabdhan Sarvaji Pathar Rahe Hain.
Who brought this?
Oh,
Baladev. Baladev and Amin. This one is from Atmaram, Prabhu.
Atmaram?
Yes,
yeah,
his
nice
name
papaya.
Is Atmaram.
Papita.
And this box here is from Baladev.
Baladev is here.
Baladev.
The box means the what is inside the box?
Atmaram Prabhu is nice papaya and Atmaram Prabhu brought half rai for your sukta. Very nice papaya. For sukta. Very nice. Very nice like this.
Sorry?
That's fair.
Where are they going?
Office there.
Upstairs.
Yeah. Can give it to Mr. Sharma. Give it to Sharmaji. Achyuta Prabhu.
No.
As he likes to live. Anandas Prabhu.
Prabhu, I wrote you and you wrote me.
But your name is Atmaram.
Well, that's a joke. Cause I was saying I said I was Atmarama yesterday, self-satisfied. I'm trying to be.
Okay.
But
so your name is actually Nitya Chaitanya.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, then come up and we will see what we can do. Okay.
I could teach you in 10 minutes or I could do it for you in 1 hour.
You can teach Madhuvrata because he is the tech, he knows all that stuff.
The one in the saffron?
Yes, who makes the photograph.
So you show me where to go.
Yes. You are initiated by?
I got Shriksha from
Shri Gurudev.
So I was thinking that I cannot keep name Atmaram.
Yeah. Nitai Chaitanya is name.
That name is good. I got an invite to come here from Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj.
That's no problem. That's a good name. Harinam from Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj and Diksha from you. That is a good name.
Tomorrow
last day here.
Tomorrow last day.
Yes.
Today, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow and Sunday, the South Florida is having programs with Padmanabha Maharaj and Madhav Maharaj for everyone.
Good.
And next county up in Fort Lauderdale, where you're close to where you're at. Close to where you'll be staying.
I think Jayadev Prabhu's house.
Jayadev.
In his house, Jayadev Prabhu.
At his house.
And
then
on,
no, he's
your house?
Here. Jagannath's house, yeah. On Jagannath's house. He lives close to Raghunath and Shashikali, 5 minutes from where you are.
One question.
I was speaking to Brajanath. It seems it is very discouraging as an older devotee that after so many years we're still Prakriti Bhakta, still serving just our senses, like Godas. When will I don't know what to say. When will the opportunity come that we can cut this craziness of simply serving senses and actually give all energy to Guru and Krishna Seva? This is like looking up to a huge mountain. It's very, very discouraging sometimes.
What telling?
Who's telling that it is very discouraging that after so many years practicing, still only we are at the level of Prakriti Bhakta. We are not making much progress. Yeah, sometimes we become hopeless. Yeah, why we are not making progress? Always attached to the sense objects, even we are practicing for so many years.
Energy is one. Energy is one. Our mind is one. So mind energy is one. It cannot be two places. Like a sword cannot live, two swords cannot live in a
same body.
So our mind is that if you will mind give your mind to sensification. Then you will lose this, and when you will totally give your energy or mind towards transcendental thing, then you can rise. You can see that what you are doing, how you use your energy in what thing, only partly.
Yes.
About 25% you are giving here and 75% about or more giving to worldly things. Then how we can... But these questions does not come in my mind. Why? Because I have no energy, nothing, 1000% even inwardly things. My one moment does not go in vain. Only when I sleep soundly, then. Otherwise, in also at this time of sleeping, sometimes I'm chanting, sometimes doing prayers, sometimes so many things, remembering.
Thank you.